News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. In a massive setback for the Congress, prominent youth leader Jyotiraditya Scindia quit the party, and in a coordinated rebellion on Tuesday, 22 MLAs loyal to him resigned in Madhya Pradesh, pushing the 15-month-old Kamal Nath government to the brink of collapse. Scindia, 49, appeared set to join the BJP, a party which had his late grandmother Vijay Raje Scindia as one of the leading lights, amid speculation he may get a Rajya Sabha ticket and be given a central ministry. BJP sources said Scindia, a former union minister and a four-time Lok Sabha MP, is likely to be inducted into the party in the next day or two, and certainly before March 13, the last day for filing of nominations for the three Rajya Sabha seats in MP. In a largely symbolic move of no consequence, a shocked Congress expelled Scindia, the party general secretary and scion of the erstwhile Gwalior royal family, on charges of anti-party activities. As the country celebrated Holi on Tuesday morning, Scindia, once considered a rising star of the Congress, met senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah, after which he called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his 7 Lok Kalyan Marg residence. While there was no official word on what transpired at the meetings, BJP sources claimed that the decision of the party's top two leaders to hold long deliberations with Scindia underlined the importance they attached to a politician considered close to Rahul Gandhi. In his resignation letter to Congress President Sonia Gandhi, dated March 9, Scindia said, "It is now time for me to move on," as he was unable to serve the people of the country while remaining in the party. The Congress said his letter was received at Sonia Gandhi's residence only at 12:20 p.m. on Tuesday, a day which was also Scindia's father and Congress leader Madhavrao Scindia's 75th birth anniversary. Scindia's decision to quit was welcomed as Ghar Wapsi, or homecoming, by his paternal aunt and BJP MLA from Madhya Pradesh, Yashodhara Raje. His other paternal aunt, Vasundhara Raje, is also a BJP leader and a former chief minister of Rajasthan. Madhavrao Scindia had also started his political innings as an MP of the Jan Sangh, the earlier avatar of the BJP, in 1971, but joined the Congress later. 14 more people have tested positive for coronavirus, 8 in Kerala and 3 each in Karnataka and Maharashtra, state authorities said on Tuesday, as the number of such cases went up to 61. Amid the COVID-19 scare, a combination of two anti-HIV drugs was used for the first time in India in the treatment of two patients. The health ministry said the total number of confirmed cases has risen to 50, adding the rest are being retested for confirmation. If the fresh cases declared by the state governments are taken into account, the figure goes up to 61. In Karnataka, Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa said 4 persons have been confirmed for coronavirus, including 3 new cases. In Maharashtra's Pune, 3 persons tested positive a day after 2 cases were reported. In the morning, 58 Indians were brought back home from coronavirus-hit Iran in a military transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force. IAF spokesperson Group Captain Anupam Banerjee said the C-17 Globemaster aircraft evacuated 25 men, 31 women and 2 children. It also brought swab samples of 529 Indians to carry out laboratory tests and check whether they have coronavirus infection. Those returned have been quarantined at a medical facility in Hindon. Announcing the number of latest cases in Kerala after a special cabinet meeting held in Thiruvananthapuram to discuss the situation, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said at least 1,116 people are under observation, 149 in isolation wards of various hospitals and 967 under home quarantine. The fresh cases are friends and relatives of an Italy-returned couple and their son, who had on Saturday tested positive for the deadly virus, along with 2 other kin staying with them at their home in Pathanamthitta district, said Health Minister K.K. Shailja, who was also present. She said the aged parents of the couple are among the 6 latest positive cases. Later on Tuesday, Shailja said 2 more confirmed cases were detected in Kerala, with the parents of a 3-year-old boy who tested positive for COVID-19 in Kochi on Monday on the family's return from Italy being the latest patients. With oil erasing over a third of its value this week after a messy breakup of the OPEC Plus Alliance, members of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries were bleeding over $500 million a day in lost revenue, according to Reuters calculations. For the most part, oil is a top income source for OPEC members, and such a dramatic fall in prices will put a strain on their economies, some of which, such as Iran and Venezuela, are already on the brink. Brent crude futures were down by as much as 31% to $31.02 on Monday, their lowest since mid-February 2016. At that low, prices were down nearly $20 a barrel from a high before the meeting of OPEC and its allies on March 6. This means that in total, and based on their average February production, OPEC members lost more than $500 million in revenue, according to Reuters calculations. The losses are a lot more pronounced when compared with the high of $71.75 a barrel that Brent hit in January. OPEC had been pushing for expanding the existing cuts with its allies, known as OPEC Plus, by an additional 1.5 million barrels per day to over 3 million barrels per day until the end of the year. Russia turned the proposal down, causing the collapse of the alliance and the start of a price war over market share. OPEC members Nigeria and Algeria on Monday said the breakdown of the deal will be painful for producers. For some nations, including one of the group's richest members, Saudi Arabia, fiscal budget break even oil prices were already much higher than the oil price before the most recent collapse. $1.10 a barrel decline in oil prices lowers fiscal revenues by 2-4% of GDP, depending on the country, and fiscal break-even prices are well above current levels for all Gulf Cooperation Council sovereigns. Jan Friedrich, head of Middle East and Africa Sovereign Ratings at Fitch Ratings, said. However, at least the higher-rated sovereigns, particularly Kuwait, Qatar and Abu Dhabi, have ample buffers, mainly in the form of sovereign wealth funds, he added. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.